This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back, and now let's go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market Shop. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and Phil Galliano, the assistant special teams coach, joins us. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. I wanted to ask you how your role has changed, you know, with Coach Rizzi as a special teams coordinator becoming the head coach. And I know it's kind of three people kind of doing the assistant, you know, head coaching. Just tell me about how your role has changed.
Yeah, I guess my role has changed. I've just kind of taken on some of the daily duties as far as film breakdown, putting the plans together, and getting the meetings and that sort of thing for our players. Obviously Riz is still involved a bunch and we collaborate on it together, but I'm just trying to do as much as I can to take some of that stuff off of his plate to allow him to be able to do some of his other duties that he has.
Now, Coach Galliano, it seems like JT Gray, he just picks up where he left off. If you look at it right now, not only a Pro Bowl, but all pro level, when he has like 11 unassisted tackles, 9 assisted tackles, that's a lot of tackles, also coming up with a block. What you could say about JT Gray and the professionalism, because he always shows up on that special team stat sheet as far as tackles or assisted tackles.
Bobby, you're not kidding. He sure does. I think those are the things that you see, right? You see the tackles, you see the block punt. Some of the other things you don't get to see is his blocking is phenomenal. You know, like when we're on punt return and he's going to block one of their gunners, they're going to double. I mean, there's so many clips of him just getting his hands on guys and eliminating them from being able to get down the field. Or, you know, every week on kickoff return, he's usually going to be assigned to have to block their best cover player. So those are the things that don't show up in the stat sheet that he does exceptionally well. And he's just an ultimate pro. I think he's the best special teams player there is in the game right now. He comes to work every single day, and he understands his role. He embraces it, and he works to get better at it. And he studies film in a different way, and he's trying to teach, you know, some of the younger guys and other special teams players about their approach. Every Saturday morning, he runs a special teams meeting that he runs just with the special teams guys on the four core phases, and, you know, goes through the last tips and reminders and what they need to do. And so he's just an ultimate pro. He accepts his role, and he's phenomenal at it, and we love having him here.
Now, Coach Galliano, look at seems like we've always had this linebacker figure and a leader. Looking at Craig Robinson, North Texas State. I want to say, what was his name? Dotto from Michigan State. And then he had hurt
Andrew
his knee.
Dowell, yep.
Yeah, Andrew Dowell. Yeah, it seems like that Anthony Argy's been this guy. You know what caught my attention? I see he's right at like 14 special teams tackled. Now, he didn't have anything against the Rams, but overall, you look through the season, that Bill Belichick was commenting on, like, who could be not only, like, Pro Bowl, but, like, All-Pro, and he mentioned JT Gray, but he also caught everyone's attention when he mentioned Anthony Argy as far as being that special on special teams. That caught my attention because it's Bill Belichick. I mean, just comment on how far he's come. Now, obviously, he wants to contribute on defense, but even maybe not the highest level you would like in that perspective, but it seems like he's been trustworthy on special teams.
He sure has, and, you know, and he's done a really good job for us this year when getting his opportunity. It started in the preseason, and, you know, he just has taken advantage of every opportunity he can. And like you said, he's showing up on the kickoff team, making tackles, you know, on punt. Not only making some tackles, but in his punt protection and making sure we're staying clean. And he's another guy that he's understood exactly what his role is. And like you said, I'm sure he wants to have a bigger role on defense. And that's one of the things that, you know, that all these guys want to be able to do. They want to maybe have a bigger role on offense or on defense, but in the current state that we're at, they need to embrace the role that they have. That doesn't mean they need to just be satisfied with that role. They can keep striving for other things, but embrace the role you have and go be the best you can at it. And he's, you know, definitely understood that, and he's done a really good job for us.
Coach, you had number one back there with Taysom returning kicks, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody visibly that upset about not touching the ball on any of the kickoffs, which were all touchbacks. Alante Taylor, he did it at Irvine, and he just – he loved it at Irvine. I mean, you could see he was lobbying to get a chance to get back there and return kicks. Just, I guess, the thought process behind it and just the guy that can make things happen.
Yeah, he sure can. You know, when you see his frustration by not getting the ball, that's just the type of player he is. He's such a competitor in everything that he does. And, you know, he's fast and explosive. And he's been working on that and continued to get better. And we think he's a guy that gives us an opportunity, you know, throughout the rest of this season, that if we're going to get some balls that are put in play against us, that, you know, he has the ability to take it to the house every time he touches it. So we're excited for him. We'll keep working and keep working him in there, and hopefully we'll get some opportunities.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, Coach Galliano, I'll ask Coach Rizzi this, but I'm going to repeat it with you because I say we always win on special teams. I look wherever our coverage units, our return units, and all phases. And then not so much because we were number one in the NFL. You look at opponents' starting position on a kick return. But what the hell happened? I mean, you give them the business in the meeting? I mean, because I know you know that's unacceptable. Three returns by Whittington, 100 yards at 43 long gain and 33.5-yard average. I was kind of shocked at that because that never has happened. What I witnessed when y'all been there with the, versus the Saints and y'all units.
Yeah, well, I think what you said, you know, part of doing business, right? We are. We're number one in the NFL, and this drive started at the 27.5-yard line when we kick off. And I look at that game. The one that bothers us the most is the last one where they got out to the 44-yard line. You know, we had a misfit. We had a missed tackle, and that's not our standard, and our guys know what the standard is, and that one wasn't good enough for us. Sometimes staff can lie to you, Bobby. You know that. So when you say the three returns for 100 yards, well, the first one of the game, there was a penalty. So really, they started at the 26-yard line. We had another one. We tackled them before the half. They started at the 20-yard line. And then we hit the one touchback that was, you know, like a foot deep in the end zone. And I was hoping they were going to bring it out, and they didn't. And then we gave up that 44-yarder. So when it all averages out, you know, you're still looking at, you know, they started the ball at the 26. They started at the 20, and then they started at the 44 on the three returns that we had against us. So, but you are correct. For our standards, that's unacceptable. We'll get that fixed, and don't count on having that happen again.
Coach, just kind of curious as we kind of look at Matthew Hayball. So he's had 50 punts, 29 inside the 20. I'm just kind of wondering, with punters now, we I don't know, is the ball, where's the bar now? Just talk to me about, you know, he's 29 is roughly second in the NFL for inside the 20. Is it inside the 10 now? I mean, just give me how things have kind of changed for where we and how we grade punters.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and it's a little bit challenging, right? Because you know, inside the 20 is what they keep the stats of, and you're right. He has 29 of them. He's second in the NFL in there. And so ultimately, we'd like it to be inside the 10. You know, when we're hitting those punts, when we're around midfield, we want to pin our opponent back, and we want to try to, you know, either make them fair catch the ball inside the 10-yard line or give our guys, if they choose not to catch it, our guys the opportunity to be able to down it inside that 10-yard line. But some of that's just a hand he's dealt, right? He doesn't get to pick and choose where he has to punt the ball from. And so we want to make sure, like I said, the last thing you really want when you're punting it there is you don't want them to hit it into the end zone or not give us a chance and let them get it on the 20. We want to really try to do a great job and try to pin those guys inside the 10, maybe say the 8-yard line. But I think he's done a very good job at it. I know he wishes he had the punt back on Sunday, the one that checked up on him the wrong way. You know, I think it hit around the 14-yard line and then wound up rolling towards us and going out of bounds at the 18-yard line. You know, he would have liked that probably another 5 yards deeper. But he had a couple other balls that his net was good on. And, you know, we forced a fair catch with JT on the one. And then JT and Rico Payton, you know, combined on that one tackle right there for zero return yards, which was an excellent job by those guys. But I think Matt's, you know, it's his first year, right? And he's figuring it out. And there's a learning curve for those guys, and I think he's really doing a good job at handling it well, and I'm excited to see how he finishes out this season for us.
You know, Coach Gallagher, I was going to ask you this because I'm going to use this as a future reference. You know, like, you know, some people tell me, oh, look at the gross punting. No, you got to look at the net. It's all about coverage. What is the net punting average? So when you look across the league, what is, like, a good – net punting average, like it was 42.7, the Rams were 38.7. So far, is it like 42, 43 yards that that's winning football if you're in that number? Now, ultimately, you want the net to always be higher, but would that be a good average if your net was consistently throughout the season, let's say 42.5, 43, somewhere around there?
It would, Bobby. I think if you get to in that 42.5, 43-yard range, you're going to be top 10 in the NFL in net punting. So I agree with you there. That's extremely important. The gross number, you know, really it can be irrelevant, right? Because you can go hit the ball 70 yards down the field in a line drive and then let their returner, you know, go return that thing for 30 yards, and now your net's at 40, and you're giving yourself the opportunity for big plays against you. So we want to do a good job. We want to be able to eliminate the return yards. I think we've done a fairly good job of that this year. I think we're seventh right now in the NFL in punt return yards allowed. And, you know, obviously you always want to be number one, and there's a couple reasons we could be a little better, a couple missed tackles here or there, or maybe not the greatest location that you wanted on the punt. But if we can get them to 43 yards and be where we're at in the return yards allowed, we'll like and we'll be in the top 10 in the NFL in the net average.
Well, Coach, best of luck, continued success. 5 games left. Make the best out of it. Get the first win with New York on Sunday. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.